Welcome, gentlemen, to the Super Bowl preview. Noah Frank and Chris Cheon from WTOP. We know who Cam Newton is by now, guys, and we know who Peyton Manning is for sure. What are some other factors that could go into this game? Noah, one thing we were talking about just before we started here is 2 weeks off for the Panthers. Is that of any consequence? I can't imagine they would get too rusty in this this period.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me that they thought that that was one of the reasons the Broncos would be better than people thought, that 2 weeks off was somehow going to hurt Carolina. And all I could think of was, well, the last time Carolina had 2 weeks off, it was when they hosted Seattle just a few weeks ago, and they came out guns blazing. I mean, just absolutely put them away really in the first quarter. That game was almost over. 31 points in the first half, scored an offensive touchdown on their first drive, succeeded on the ground game, got a pick six, and that game was over before it started and certainly didn't show any signs of rust. I think when you talk about the injuries that they've sustained during the playoffs, you look at linebacker Thomas Davis, who fractured his arm, who's now been fitted with a special cast so he can play. Talk about Greg Olsen, who had a stinger in his shoulder, and he's had that extra week to recover. If anything, I think this has helped the Panthers more than the Broncos having the extra week off.
Chris Cheon, do you think Panthers are going to be pretty strong here?
Yeah, I think they'll be very strong. I think having the 2 weeks off, especially with Cam Newton's running style, his bang right into the offensive line, and just the ground game in general, and especially the offensive line, too. Let's face it, this offensive line needs to be equipped for the pass rushing ends of DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. The offensive line needs to be prepared for that, and I think with the extra time, it certainly will be. And plus, we've played football since September here, and any, I think, time off will be good. And just as Noah said, they came out guns blazing against Seattle when they had the time off as well, and it didn't seem to skip a beat.
What other factors are you looking at, Noah?
You know, I think that the Panthers' defense kind of gets lost. Everyone talks about the Broncos' defense, but they're plus eight in two games in turnovers. They have this ability to sort of just get this tide rolling, and once that ball gets going downhill, you know, really puts so much more pressure on. Peyton Manning maybe got a little lucky in his last couple games. He threw some ducks that got away from him that did not get intercepted. I don't think he'll get away with those mistakes. Luke Kuechly had a pick six in each of his last two games. I think there's a reasonable chance that Peyton's going to throw a pick six on Sunday. And if he does, it's hard for me to see where the Broncos score 21 points against this Panthers defense. And if you look at that then on the flip side, go back over the last nine games that the Panthers have played, going back halfway through the regular season, they've scored 31 or more in eight of the nine games. Their one loss, when they sort of didn't really show up against the Falcons, being the only outlier. 31 points. I don't think the Broncos can score 21 points. Mind you, 31 in the first half against the second best defense in the league in Seattle. I don't see where the Broncos are going to generate enough offense, especially since you're talking about an opportunistic defense that can score for the Panthers.
Chris, feel free to jump in here. I just wanted to ask Noah, the fact that Peyton has not been throwing picks lately, is that why you think he's due, or do you think he can keep that going?
Well, like I said, I think there were a couple that easily could have been. You can sit there and look at a box score at the end of the game and say, oh, no interceptions. Or you can look at the couple that were, you know, that were 50-50 plays. And then that always comes down to it. There's always going to be some 50-50 plays, and maybe they don't come up with it. But this defense has shown time and time again that they have a hawkishness for the ball, that they have a really aggressive defense that will bite, that will go for those chances, and more often than not, they'll come up with them.
Noah, you mentioned Luke Kuechly, and I was listening to one of the radio guys last night down in Charlotte. He had mentioned that Luke Kuechly was telling a story about Luke Kuechly during the Christmas break, how the staff for Carolina had to essentially kick him out of the film room because he was just so focused in there. He's been especially focused this week on watching film of Peyton Manning with the volume on and without the volume on so he can get his cadences corrected. Last in, last out guy. And I picked him in Noah's pool that we have going on here to be the Super Bowl MVP because I think he's going to be an incredible difference maker for this Carolina defense. I think he's going to be able to bring the pressure. And Denver has a strong offensive line, but I think him bringing the pressure on to Peyton, being able to force Peyton into a lot of situations where he's got to be throwing quicker, and he does not have that quick release like Tom Brady has anymore. I'd be very interested to see if he is able to get a lot of his passes off that are over the middle, that are going to be deep passes that he's going to need that time on. I'm with Noah. I think it's going to be a long afternoon for a long evening, I should say, for this Broncos offense.
If we can jump away from the X's and O's a bit, Noah, what's your favorite either off the field or extracurricular or however you want to put it, not directly related to the game, but kind of fun stuff going on here.
So there's a whole bunch of prop bets that you can bet on online, and I won't get into all of them because some of them are kind of insane. Some of them are what you would expect as far as, you know, length of the national anthem or the coin flip or sort of the traditional ones. We sort of borrowed a few of those and added a few of our own for our predictions. I think that my favorite one that we've got for this is how many minutes into the game, how many actual game minutes we're talking, so not real-time minutes, but clock minutes into the game until the first commercial featuring Peyton Manning will air.
Probably the first commercial break,
well,
right?
Well, that's what I actually have, as I said, within 10 seconds of game time, like literally after the opening kickoff, I think it's going to show up in that first commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Big Chi, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, and mine's not as, I guess, exciting as that, but mine's more of an on-the-field thing, and that's Mike Tolbert being the first touchdown scorer. We know that Carolina likes to run the football. I can see them really eating up a lot of clock there in the first quarter when their first drive, and I only expect Denver to score one touchdown. I don't think it's going to be in the first quarter. So I think Mike Tolbert being near the goal line gets the first touchdown for Carolina, and he's down here on the odds, plus 1,600, where Cam Newton, Jonathan Stewart, and Greg Olsen are the top three leaders. So going out on a little bit with that one.
You'll forgive me for actually looking past this game, but you guys mentioned the Peyton Manning commercial and his future after the NFL or after this position in the NFL. Isn't he the singular person who could leave the game in terms of putting on a uniform every Sunday and go right into a head coaching job?
Maybe. We've heard some talk about that people would might want him in the front office. I think he's certainly closer to the end of his career, probably at the end of his career after this week, as opposed to Tom Brady. But I could see Brady really in any walk of how you're going to measure those two in their careers and their post-life. And maybe Brady doesn't have any interest in joining a front office or joining a sideline. And he certainly doesn't need to, and neither does Peyton. But it's hard to differentiate between those two. I think those two kind of stand above the rest, really, in any way you want to measure them. Mm-hmm.
I think Peyton steps right in for Phil Simms personally. I think he takes over the play-by-play with Jim Nantz. He could essentially do whatever he wants. I don't know that he'll necessarily want to jump right. And this is assuming that this is his last game. I personally think it will be. You have an opportunity, whether you win or lose, you're going out on top. But he's got to deal with hip surgery, not to mention the neck. I can't see him playing another year here. I think he can step right in and be, if he wants to be part of Fox or CBS's pregame show and then do play-by-play with Jim Nantz. I think opportunities are endless for Peyton Manning once his career is over.
Certainly would be an addition to any broadcast, I should say. But I just, for whatever reason, had it in my mind that Peyton could be the one guy. You don't usually do that. You don't take off your uniform and put on the jacket and be the head coach. But he could do it.
Well, he said he wanted to do that. I mean, that's what I guess he had expressed was his first desire after football, but I just think that the money is going to be a lot more, and not that you know he hasn't been paid over his career, but I think the money will be much more lucrative if he steps in with Nantz.
Well, and to Chris's point, I think we're hitting an interesting sort of break point in the way that we view athletes transitioning to coaches because of the money, because contracts have gotten so big over the last 5, 10, 15 years that where traditionally maybe the guy who has that crazy competitive fire and can't just deal with not having the wins and losses and the spirit and the stakes every week needs to go into coaching, but it also makes sense financially because it provides a paycheck for the rest of their lives. They don't need that anymore. That's just not part of the equation, and maybe it's not worth it for them to do that at this point. Even if they do want to be a part of it, maybe they just kind of stay on the periphery. Maybe they go to the booth. Maybe they just don't involve themselves in a situation where, you know, head coaches are often up till 3 or 4 in the morning every single night during the season. John Gruden was notorious for this, for literally getting 2 hours of sleep and basically being a complete zombie for the entire season. A guy like Peyton Manning maybe doesn't want to put himself through that, take the years off the end of his life, not get to hang out with his children and his family. Maybe it makes more sense for him to just be that extra level removed from the game.
Guys, let's finish up with who's going to win this game on Sunday. Noah?
So we have a line of about 5.5, and online we had everybody pick whether or not we thought the Broncos would win, the Panthers would win, but inside that line, or the Panthers would win and cover. I think the Panthers win, and I think they cover. I have a sense that this game might actually get a little ugly early, And a lot of the Panthers games have, where then they've sort of taken the foot off the gas and allowed the other team to come back, which is why I also think the game's going to go over the 45, because I get the sense that if they get out early and they score a bunch of points, they may soften up a little bit. There may be a better chance for both teams to score enough points to push it over 45.
I think Denver's defense is too talented for it to get ugly, but I agree with Noah. I think Carolina does win and cover. The over-under I'm seeing is 45. I think it'll just go under that. 20-13 Carolina I have as the winning score. Hey, I think it's going to be a great game. We have two great defenses matching up against each other. I just think in the end, Cam Newton, 35 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. It's been his year. I think his running style, it's not like Brady where he had to sit in the pocket and just fire it away. Cam could take off a lot more than Brady can, and I think that's going to burn, especially those pass rushing ends from Denver that could cause a lot of chaos in the AFC Championship. Don't see them doing the same thing in the Super Bowl.